I entered the orphanage in western Romania only to be instantly surrounded by tiny children, all reaching out for affection from me, a total stranger. "Mama, Mama," some cried. One little boy, eager to win my attention, hit, scratched, or bit any other child that got in his way. Against the wall, a little girl rocked back and forth, banging the back of her head against the wall. Another girl sat in the corner, flicking her finger in front of her eye while looking at the ceiling light, the orphan salute. She never makes eye contact with me, or with anyone else. I bend down to pick up two of the young orphans while others cling to me, grabbing onto my clothes, eager for any scrap of love or attention they can get from me, a total stranger. These are the signs of reactive attachment disorder. Attachment is a developmental term defined as, quote, the deep and enduring connection established between a child and caregiver in the first several years of life, end quote, according to Levy and Orleans. Infants usually attach to their primary caregiver, in most instances, a parent or parents. This relationship influences practically every area of development, mind, body, spirit, emotions, beliefs, and relationships. Attachment allows children to feel safe, teaches trust, aids in the formation of identity and beliefs, and provides a defense against stress and trauma. According to the Diagnostic Statistical Manual, reactive attachment disorder, or RAD for short, is a condition in which a child displays, quote, markedly disturbed and developmentally inappropriate social relatedness in most contexts that begins before age 5 years, end quote. There are two types of reactive attachment disorder, inhibited and disinhibited. Inhibited RAD means the child is unwilling to engage in free or spontaneous activity. Other characteristics include conflicting attitudes to people or situations and hypervigilance, an exaggerated radar to detect threats. Observers often describe a frozen watchfulness and resistance to comfort. A child with disinhibited RAD displays indiscriminate friendliness, failing to show wariness toward strangers. What causes reactive attachment disorder? In the simplest terms, it is the result of extreme neglect, a persistent, gross disregard for basic emotional and physical needs. The child may have had excessive changes in caregivers, resulting in an inability to form stable attachments, which can lead to the development of RAD. How can you tell if your child has reactive attachment disorder? Attachment specialists Keck and Kopecky tell us this. Children with RAD may not look at their parents. They may ask questions over and over, or ask nonsense questions, or chatter incessantly. They may be superficially charming with new adults. They may show random affection toward strangers, although they resist affection or cuddling with their parents. On the other hand, these children may develop inappropriately demanding and clingy behavior designed to interfere with parents' other activities. They may develop destructive behaviors to self, others, and material things. Children may lie or steal, not realizing that other people have the ability to reason and determine the truth. Other symptoms include learning delays, abnormal speech patterns, abnormal eating patterns, such as hoarding, gorging, or refusing to eat, and poor peer relationships. Because they did not experience nurture and parental correction as a young age, children with RAD often do not realize that there are consequences to their actions and lack conscience. In more severe cases, children may exhibit cruelty to animals or a preoccupation with fire. Reactive attachment disorder is sometimes misdiagnosed. Disorders with similar symptoms to RAD include autism, attention deficit disorder, or ADD, social phobia, post-traumatic stress disorder, conduct disorder, oppositional defiant disorder, as well as other pervasive developmental disorders. It is common for a child to be diagnosed with one of these disorders and RAD, depending on the symptoms displayed. If you suspect your child may have RAD, speak with your family physician. A pediatrician should be able to refer your child to a developmental specialist with experience in disorders which may occur in childhood. Reactive attachment disorder is very rare. However, it is most common in children who spent the first few months of their life in an orphanage or institution. It is also seen in young children who lived in several foster homes in the first few years of their lives. Due to the possible neglect experienced by orphans in institutions and the constant change of caregivers in the institutional environment, it is difficult for some infants and toddlers in this setting to form secure attachments. Sometimes referred to as developmental attachment disorder, RAD in post-institutionalized children is different from that seen in U.S. foster children. Renowned adoption advocates Dr. Barbara Bascom and Carol McKelvey have observed that children from institutions who are diagnosed with RAD often have severe developmental delays which accompany attachment disorder. They may have severe sensory deprivation due to lack of holding, touching, and caregiver interaction. As a result, they develop repetitive habits to stimulate themselves, such as rocking, head banging, or the orphan salute described in the introduction. They also typically are delayed in cognitive and motor functions. There is hope, though. The first step is to have your child assessed by a trained clinician or psychologist. If diagnosed with reactive attachment disorder, most children are able to form secure attachments over time with appropriate treatment and therapy. What are some common treatments for children diagnosed with reactive attachment disorder? There are several treatment options available for RAD. The most common are traditional psychotherapy approaches, including talk, play, and behavioral therapies. The emphasis is on helping parents and children build relationship and attachment with each other. It may be recommended to include siblings in family relational therapy as well, so the troubled child has the opportunity to build attachments with key members of their social circle. There is evidence that parent attachment training is helpful in improving the symptoms of reactive attachment disorder in children. Attachment specialists Levy and Orleans suggest the following strategies for parents who meet resistance from their children. Number 1. Remain proactive. Stick with therapy. Don't give up. Number 2. Exhibit neutral emotional responses. Do not allow your child's attitudes or behaviors to trigger negative reactions from you. Number 3. Avoid control battles. Number 4. Teach choices and consequences. If the child makes a negative choice, talk to him about possible consequences to that choice. Number 5. Be committed and persevere. Sometimes the child will try to wait you out to get his way. Give your child the message that you will persevere no matter how long it takes. Number 6. Identify underlying emotions. The child's behavior often belies hidden fears of abandonment, abuse, or loss. Acknowledge and show compassion for those fears. Number 7. Show empathy. This helps the child feel understood and validated and often reduces defensiveness. Number 8. Be positive. Encourage, empower, and support your child to succeed in therapy goals. Another treatment for RAD was developed by specialists at the Attachment Treatment and Training Institute in Evergreen, Colorado. It is the Holding Nurturing Process, or Holding Therapy, in which the caregiver holds the child in an effort to provide a sense of safety and reassurance. Of course, a therapist must be present to help set limits so as to not traumatize the child further. This technique is controversial and has come under considerable scrutiny, but according to some research studies, may be effective with children diagnosed with severe reactive attachment disorder for which traditional psychotherapy has not worked. The key in any therapy is to enable the child to develop a sense of security and stability. Once a child begins to develop a dependency on their parent or caregiver, they may start to express emotions like anger and fear that they never did before. Parents must be taught how to allow their children to express themselves in a safe environment and how to react to their child's new feelings in an appropriate manner. There are no medications for the treatment of reactive attachment disorder. However, a physician may recommend medicine if the child displays symptoms of other problems, such as ADD, depression, or post-traumatic stress disorder. How can parents take care of themselves in the midst of dealing with a child diagnosed with reactive attachment disorder? First, there are numerous support groups or social service agencies which can offer assistance in understanding how to help your child. Second, practice stress management techniques and make time for yourself to relax. Do something that you enjoy. Third, acknowledge that it is okay to feel frustrated or angry sometimes. By taking care of yourself, you will be in better condition to take care of your child. For a list of attachment centers and therapists in your area specializing in reactive attachment disorder, contact the Association for Treatment and Training in the Attachment of Children, or ATTACH, at www.attach.org. Support groups such as the Attachment and Trauma Network at www.radzebra.org or the Attachment Disorder Email Support Group at www.attachmentdisorder.net not only provide support from families and professionals familiar with RAD, but are also a wonderful resource of books, websites, and therapists which can help you navigate the path of the disorder. I hope the information provided today will help your understanding of reactive attachment disorder. If you would like to learn more about RAD, I recommend that you read the study guide also on this website for additional resources. The study guide also contains a copy of this podcast script, including sources used in today's recording. Thank you for listening.